I want to know what you think about lightning. Hello, I'm Dan Clark. Welcome to 2 Minutes of Inspiration. Lightning is so bright and scary, and in a dark night, it lightens up the entire, the area, you know? I mean, just lightens up everything, and there's these loud booms that comes with lightning, and usually there's rain and wind that follows, and when it storms, it's mysterious and scary and lovely and beautiful all at the same time. And sometimes there's destruction because there's tornadoes or hail. But lightning is very, very beautiful, or it can also be very, very dangerous. And lightning is the result of a negative, positive energy between the clouds and between the ground. Now, if you have lightning in the relationship that you're in, it's because there is a negative and a positive that are not getting along very well, and it's like lightning, and sometimes it's like the tornado, and sometimes it is very similar to hail and storm and wind, but that's because there's a positive and a negative charge in the relationship. It could be just a friend, could be someone that's an intimate partner, or it could just be a coworker, I don't know, but when that's happening, it's because something isn't working in one of you, and that means that one of you needs to change the charge. Maybe you're the one, because you're listening to this, that needs to let go of the things that you really want or don't like. Maybe you're the one that needs to soften or to be more forgiving or to lean into the relationship or let go of whatever energy you have toward that person. Because when you let go of the energy, the charge inside you, that lightning goes away. It just doesn't even show up. Might still be kind of stormy, but the more that you practice not being so harsh or negative or pushing that person away or thinking that they're bad, you actually can change the energy in the relationship. It doesn't have to be so lightning, right? Changing the energy in the relationship is your responsibility if you're the one that gets charged. And if you're not the one that gets charged, it still could be your responsibility to decharge by not allowing the energy that's coming towards you to allow it to affect you. So this lightning in the relationship doesn't have to be so harsh if you practice becoming the kind of person that you need to be in that relationship. Now, I know that sometimes it's hard to get away from the argument, but what I am saying is that if you want the relationship to change, then you change you being charged in the relationship. And I promise you, you'll notice a huge difference in how the relationship goes. I love you. I'm Dan Clark.